Well, I didn't really know what to share except for something I've been thinking on for, oh, a number of years actually. Something that, a devotion that, I don't know, something that has bothered me for a long time, and something, I mean, it's something that I'm not, it's not a something that I'm going to say that the people, the church here is failing in or such. But it's just something that it's what it is the freedom that the world is seeking, the freedom that a lot of even our Anabaptist, a lot of our Anabaptist people are wanting. And they're trying to find it in the wrong things, or they're trying to find it in the wrong way. And I had to think of everybody, you know, a lot of the world, the trend of the world today, they're saying everybody wants freedom, spiritual freedom, but they're not. They are rather, they're seeking it in running from churches, and running from the authority of the church, and the authority of what they're doing is they're throwing everything away and leaving, and not wanting to be accountable to anybody. Rather, they think serving themselves or doing what they feel like doing, what feels good, is freedom, which it's quite the opposite. It's rather what they're doing is running into the devil's trap. They're serving the devil. You can't serve two masters, and we all know that. And they're heading into people are a lot of our Christian fellow men are heading into a pit. They're digging themselves deeper into bondage rather than finding freedom by running and putting away things that they say this isn't necessary and that isn't necessary. And I'm not here to say that works or our dress or whatever we do is going to, that's not going to cut it. It's not going to get us to heaven. They're right. There's a partial truth, but it's not a whole truth. The truth is that to respect authority and to give us under authority is rather, that's where we find freedom in Christ, because that's what Christ teaches. Christ is the authority, and he sets our ministers and our parents and our leaders in authority. And so to rather, they ask God's protection, but they don't want to submit to God's protection. They'd rather put it off and leave and flee from it. And what God has as a hedge of protection is to respect one another, to serve one another, to love one another, and to love the truth. And first and foremost, love Jesus. Love is is rather a root with many branches. Love goes many ways. And I'm not going to necessarily talk on that. But anyway, so Matthew 6, I'm just going to read some scriptures that I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but Matthew 6:24, it says, no man, let's see here if I can find it here. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and the devil. It's not possible. And so I'm just going to point out a few things that we can do to keep ourselves, to serve Christ and to serve others. And in that we find freedom. First of all, like I said before, we serve Christ and give our hearts and lives to Christ. And this is more for a little bit speaking to the young people and including myself, because I guess I've got, I mean, what struck my mind in this subject is, I've got a lot of friends from, and you see this a lot, I guess I see it a lot in friends from back home. where I grew up. There's a lot of this back there, more than we see here. There's constantly changing of churches just because you don't like a certain style, rather than submitting to the brotherhood and loving each other and respecting. They just switch churches because they don't like this and they don't like that. And that's not what God asks of us. So I'm going to read, Hebrews 13:17. This is God, and this is the Bible speaking to us. Rather than running, we should respect and obey. Hebrews 13:17. It says, "Obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they have watch over your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." So it's rather seeking to be obedient and to be humble and to be open to others and to those, our parents and our ministers, our elders in the church, and doing what they ask of us. It's my wife and I were talking a little bit this morning, and she said she heard this quote, this minister, this pastor said, you know, rules, it's like driving down the highway. If you drive down the highway, it's the rules you obey, many, many rules without even thinking, and it's not necessarily to hinder you or make you wreck or anything like that. It's to rather get you to your destination safely. And so that is the same with the hedge of protection that God has set in place for us, and which is the church and each other. And so it's not to destroy you or to hinder you, but it's rather to get you to your destination safely, which our destination is heaven. And then I'm going to, now rather than doing the negative, I guess, I'm going to read some stuff to the positive, which is, I'm going to, you know, just read some stuff about serving one another and seeking one another. I'm going to read Galatians 5:13-14. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For this is the law fulfilled in the word, even in this thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So there again, to serve one another. And then I'm going to read Galatians 6:7-16. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth in his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that ye should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For this is Christ Jesus, neither for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything or uncircumcision, for by a new creature. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy and upon Israel of God. And then I'm going to read the last, what I want to read is John 12, 23 to 36 and 44 through 50. It's Jesus' words on this. A little bit, Jesus' words on this subject of submitting ourselves one to another. And bear in mind that Jesus was the example of giving himself to us. He wouldn't have had to, but he did because he loved us. Let's see if I can find it here. John 12, 23, 36. I'm just going to read this. And Jesus answered, saying unto them, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this world. And Father, glorify thy name. There is a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And the people therefore that stood by heard it and said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake unto him. And Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. And the people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, and ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. And then 44 through 50, the same chapter. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me believeth not. He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light unto the world, and whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which has sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So that Jesus is a prime example of submitting ourselves one to another, and to die to herself, and to glorify one another, and to hold each other up. And that's freedom in Christ. That's true freedom in Christ. And working together in love is what Christ wants from us. So if we're seeking freedom, and let's not run from one another or think we can stand alone. We can all do it together, because it'll never happen. We don't all have it right. But with each other, we can become more like Jesus. And so that's all I had to share. Let's pray.